This is the Rolling Fergus dictating cardiology consultation on patient Jose, J-O-S-E, first name Alcala, A-L-C-A-L-A, Diaz, D-I-A-Z, date of birth February 9th, 1963, date of evaluation, April 4th, 2023. The chief complaint, 60-year-old male, seems preoperative patient. The HCI, the patient is a 60-year-old male who reports an episode of fall 5-6 months ago, period. He sustained an industrial injury, period. At that time, he was on a ladder trying to strap, tying straps to a battery on a container, flatbed, period. He subsequently fell and injured his right shoulder, period. He stated that he was subsequently evaluated and found to have a torn tendon. He has had ongoing pain, which he described as throbbing, and rated 7-10/10, period. Pain is limited to the right shoulder, period. It is non-radiating, period. The past medical history, pre-diabetes, past surgical history, prostate surgery, medications, none, family history, unremarkable, social history. He reports occasional alcohol use, but no cigarette or drug use. The physical examination, blood pressure, 118/69, pulse of 72, respiratory rate 16, height 65 inches, weight 206.2 pounds, period. The next exam significant for a right carotid bruit, otherwise unremarkable, period. The skin reveals a keloid in the anterior chest wall, period. Right shoulder reveals decreased range of motion, period. There is tenderness on abduction, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 74 beats per minute, otherwise unremarkable. The additional lab work includes MRI of the right shoulder dated August 9, 2022. There is moderate fatty infiltration of the teres minor muscle, period. There is a complete tear of the supraspinatus tendon and tendon retraction, period. The degree of muscle atrophy was underestimated on the original exam. There is at least moderate, if not moderately severe, atrophic changes in the image portion of distal muscle. There is at least moderate fatty infiltration in the image portion of the infraspinatus muscle. The impression, this is a 60-year-old male who suffered an injury to the right shoulder. He is now scheduled for right reversal total shoulder arthroplasty, period. expectations is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He does have a right carotid bruise and consideration for carotid duplex should be made, period. He is otherwise clinically stable. He is cleared for his procedure. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.